John 3 and verse number 5. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, and but canst not tell whence it cometh, whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit." This morning, I want to preach on this thought. Keep the main thing, the main thing. Keep the main thing, the main thing. Let's pray. My God, right now I pray in the name of Jesus that you, my God, would come down and that you, my God, would touch. Jesus, help us today, I pray, that you would come down and that you would minister to us, I pray, as a body. Minister to us collectively and come down and minister to us individually. I'm asking it in your precious name, Savior, for we're going to give you nothing, Jesus, but the praise and the glory and the honor. And everybody said, amen. You may be seated. Keeping the main thing, the main thing. We are living in a world that wants to try to get us to be distracted. There are, the road to heaven is paved with many distractions. It is paved with many distractions, and that is why you have got to have a prayer life. You've got to pray. You have got to read the Word of God. You've got to just let the Spirit of God get a hold of you. Don't be distracted by what is going on, whatever it is that's going on in your life. Is, you know, if you know that it's not God, God is not the author of confusion, and God never intended to confuse anybody. And that you have got to realize that, you know, whatever it is, whether it be a sickness, whether it be, and if it's keeping your eyes off of God, you've got to realize, you know what, this is nothing but a distraction. This is nothing but a distraction. This has been brought on to try to keep me from keeping the main thing, the main thing. But I have determined that I am going to keep the main thing, the main thing. We need to keep the main thing, the main thing. If there's ever been a time that we need to keep the main thing, it's today. We need to keep the main thing, the main thing. Don't let the main thing not become the main thing. The main thing needs to be the main thing in your life today and tomorrow and forever. And Jesus Christ is the main thing. And Jesus is not only the main thing, but Jesus is the real thing. There ain't no substitute for Jesus. And we've got to keep Jesus Christ the main thing in our lives. And this is the main thing that you got to realize. When you came to God, whether you were a little child or whether you were a rank sinner or whether you were, wherever you were, no matter what's going on, when you've got to realize that when you came to Jesus, Jesus met you at your point of need. Jesus met you at your point of need. He came down and He touched you. He came down and He filled you with the Holy Ghost. He came down and He washed you of your sins when you were baptized in His precious name. He met you at your point of need. That is the main thing that you always have to remember about Jesus. Jesus, when you read the Gospels, when you read the Gospels and you read about Jesus and Jesus' contact with people, Jesus always met them at their point of need. That's where He met them. He met them at their point of need. The woman taken in the act of adultery. The widow of Nain who had lost her son. The woman with the issue of blood. Jairus. I can go on and I can go on and I can go on. Jesus always met them at their point of need. Think about when you came to God. Jesus met you at your point of need. You needed salvation. You got saved. You got filled with His Spirit. You got baptized in His name. When you came to an altar at one point and you were sick in your body, Jesus came down and Jesus touched you. Jesus met you at your point of need. And we need to keep the main thing, the main thing. And in 2013, we've got to realize that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the same God that met you at your point of need is the same God that in 2013 is still going to meet you at your point of need. You might be filled with the Holy Ghost. You might be baptized in the name of Jesus. But when you come to Him, He will meet you at your point of need. If you need strength, He'll give you strength. If you need encouragement, He'll give you encouragement. Come on, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost right now. If you need a touch in your body, He can come down and touch you in your body. He still meets people at their point of need. He still meets people at their point of need. And here this morning, I'm here to say that you have just got to let your God meet you at your point of need. There are people in this house today. You've got a need. If you need strength for the journey, He'll give you strength today at this altar. If you need encouragement to keep going another day, He'll give you that encouragement. If you need peace in your soul, the peace speaker is here to say, peace be still to whatever it is that's going on. If you need relief for your tormented mind, He'll give you that relief. Keep the main thing. And the main thing is that your God meets you at your point of need. And the main thing is that your God right now wants to meet you at your point of need. Come on. Can we worship Him? Come on. Wherever you're at, whatever you're up against, there's a God that wants to meet you at your point of need. I don't have to keep preaching. He wants to meet you at your point of need. He wants to touch you. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to encourage you. He wants you to know that you're His child. He wants you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt. He knows the situation. Let Him meet you at your point of need. I need strength. Let Him strengthen you. I need mercy. Let Him grant mercy. I need a healing in my body. Let Him touch you. Lamana loro moshoro kotori anale ayama. Come on.
When I come into presence of the Lord. When I come into the presence of the Lord,
I need Him to take away hurt. The Comforter is in the house.
How broken and my heart.
He'll give you comfort.
Is free again. When I come into the presence of the Lord. When I come into the presence of the Lord. Of the Lord. Chains are broken.
Jesus still meets at the point of need.
Is free again. When I come into the presence of the Lord.
Don't let the enemy lie to you.
When I come into the presence.
No one in this house today is beyond the reach of the Master's hand.
Chains are broken and my heart is free at last. When I come into the presence of the Lord.
Come on!
When I come into the presence of the Lord. Come into the presence of the Lord.
Let Him deliver. Let Him strengthen.
In the broken.
And let Him
and
make
my
free.
Heart is free again. When I come into the presence of the Lord. The Lord.
Come on, that's it.
When I come into the presence of the Lord,
what do you do?
Chains are broken. And
you just ask Him, will you meet me
again?
Will you meet me at your point, at my point of need?
When I come into the presence of the Lord.
Touch my body. Will you heal me?
When I come into the presence of the Lord.
Will you move?
I come into the presence.
Will you move in my situation? He will.
Chains are broken and
it's not impossible.
It's free again. When I come into the presence of the Lord.